Summing up, central and peripheral nervous systems. The brain and spinal cord make up the central nervous system, CNS. The cranial and spinal nerves make up the peripheral nervous system, PNS. The nervous system can be modeled conceptually in terms of the direction of information flow and whether we are conscious of the information. The afferent component carries information from the PNS to the CNS, and the efferent component directs information from the CNS to the peripheral parts of the body. The spinal cord communicates information between the brain and the rest of the body. It can issue some commands to the body without input from the brain. The autonomic nervous system, ANS, consists of efferent pathways that control the physiological function of organs and organ systems. Its sympathetic and parasympathetic divisions are characterized by their anatomy, neurotransmitters, and effects on target tissues. The vertebrae nervous system develops from a hollow dorsal neural tube. The brain forms from three swellings at the anterior end of the neural tube, which become the hindbrain, the midbrain, and the forebrain. The forebrain develops into the cerebral hemispheres, the telencephalon, and the underlying thalamus and hypothalamus, the diencephalon. The midbrain and the hindbrain develop into the brainstem and the cerebellum. The limbic system is an evolutionarily primitive part of the telencephalon that is involved in emotions, physiological drives, such as hunger or thirst, instincts, and memory. The cerebral hemispheres are the dominant structures of the human brain. Their surfaces are layers of neurons called the cerebral cortex. The cerebral hemispheres can be divided into temporal, frontal, parietal, and occipital lobes. Many motor functions are localized in parts of the frontal lobe. Information from many sensory receptors projects to a region of the parietal lobe. Visual information projects to the occipital lobe, and auditory information projects to a region of the temporal lobe. Higher functions. Humans have a daily cycle of sleep and waking. Sleep can be divided into rapid eye movement, REM sleep, and slow wave, non-REM sleep. Some learning and memory processes have been localized to specific brain areas. Long-lasting changes in synaptic properties, referred to as long-term potentiation, LTP, and long-term depression, LDP, may be involved in learning and memory. Complex memories can be elicited by stimulating small regions of association cortex. Damage to the hippocampus can destroy the ability to form long-term declarative memories, but not procedural memories. Language abilities are localized mostly in the left cerebral hemisphere, a phenomenon known as lateralization. Different areas of the left hemisphere, including Broca's area, Wernicke's area, and the angular gyrus, are responsible for different aspects of language.